understanding that we have now.
Blog Talk Radio.
During the world wars, where there were great dictators and doing a bunch of mass murders, and even invading other countries, Hitler invading Poland and even France, our soldiers going there to risk their lives and fight for not only us but for their freedom too. So we definitely need to honor and support our veterans. We may not agree with every war, it's not necessary that we have to agree with every war, but we still need to honor our veterans. So, amen. As far as anything else I've talked about is, it's really just mostly a question. But, and there are some examples of, soldiers in the Bible. I think one of the greatest ones is definitely David, since he was a king and a soldier too, David went in the war and slew, thousands. The greatest one that we remember him for is slaying Goliath when the Philistines were threatening the people of Israel, and he went over there and God empowered him to not just slay Goliath, but just slay him by only throwing a rock at him. So he's one of the examples of some of the great soldiers that we have in the Bible. And it's not just, the physical soldiers, it's even appreciating those spiritual soldiers too, the ones that intercede for us also, you could even look at physical sword and slay someone, but to actually have the power.